नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25, 26 and 27. भूतं नभो लिंगं अलिंगं ईश्वरं अहम् च तस्मै महतां महीयसे शिष्णवनामं विदधे अनुकम्पितः एतावत् उक्त्वा परराम तन्महत् भूतं नभो लिंगं अलिंगं ईश्वरम् अहं च तस्मै महतां महीयसे शिष्णावनामां विदधे अनुकम्पितः एतावत् दस उक्त्वा स्पोकन उपराराम स्टॉप तत् दैट महत् ग्रेट भूतम वंडरफुल नवलिंगम पर्सोनिफाइड बाय साउंड अलिंगम अनसीन बाय द आईज ईश्वरम द सब सुप्रीम अथॉरिटी अहम आई च ऑल्सो तस्मै अंटु हिम महताम द ग्रेट महीयसे अंटु द ग्लोरिफाइड शीर्षणा बाय द हेड अवनामम ओबेसेंसेस विदधे एग्जीक्यूटेड अनुकंपितः बीइंग फेवर्ड बाय हिम We will do just the translation of the others. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then that supreme authority personified by sound and unseen by eyes but most wonderful stopped speaking. Feeling a sense of gratitude I offered my obeisances unto Him bowing my head. In the translation of the two. Thus I began chanting the holy name of the fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. And so, O Brahmana Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely free from all material taints, met with death, as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. So, please repeat with me. Then that supreme authority, personified by sound and unseen by eyes,
but most wonderful,
stopped speaking. Feeling a sense of gratitude, I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. Thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory.
So doing,
I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble and unenvious. And so, O Brahmana Vyasadeva, in due course of time,
I,
who was fully absorbed
in thinking of Krishna,
and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death, as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Purport. That the personality of Godhead was not seen but only heard does not make any difference. The personality of Godhead produced the four Vedas by his breathing and is seen and realized through the transcendental sound of the Vedas. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is the sound representation of the Lord and there is no difference in identity. The conclusion is that the Lord can be seen and heard by persistent chanting of the transcendental sound. The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni by his personal example. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and travelling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to Godhead. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain. To be fully absorbed in the thought of Krishna means clearance of material dirts or hankerings. As a very rich man has no hankering for small petty things, so also a devotee of Lord Krishna, who is guaranteed to pass on to the kingdom of God, where life is eternal, fully cognizant and blissful, naturally has no hankerings for petty material things, which are like dolls or shadows of the reality and are without permanent value. That is the sign of spiritually enriched persons. And in due course of time, when a pure devotee is completely prepared, all of a sudden the change of body occurs, which is commonly called death. And for the pure devotee, such a change takes place exactly like lightning and illumination follows simultaneously. That is to say, a devotee simultaneously changes his material body and develops a spiritual body by the will of the Supreme. Even before the death, a pure devotee has no material affection due to his body being spiritualized like a red hot iron in contact with fire. Om Ajnana Simirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Etavat Tukto Pararam Tan Mahat Bhutam Nabo Lingam Lingam Ishwaram Aham Cha Tasmai Mahatam Mahiyase Shishna Vanam Vidate Anukampita. Namani Anantasya Hatatarpaha Pathan Bhuyani Bhadrani Kritani Chasmaran Gam Parayatam Tushtamana Gataspraha Kalam Pratikshan Vimado Vimatsaraha. Evam Krishna Mater Brahman Nastasyam Malatamanaha Kalaha Pradurabhut Kale Tadit Saudamani Yatha. Then that supreme authority, personified by sound and unseen by eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking. Feeling a sense of gratitude, I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. Thus I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I travelled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble and unenvious. And so, O Brahmana Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death, as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Narada Muni now is explaining that how when he saw the Lord in his heart, and then he disappeared, and then the Lord talked to him and told him that you will not see me again in this lifetime. And this is I am doing because I want to increase your hankering to see me. And so he naturally took that instruction very seriously. And he says that for the rest of his life, he was simply chanting. And the words are, repeatedly. He's chanting repeatedly. Pathan. Pathan and Smaran. Pathan and Smaran. That means he was constantly chanting Krishna, Krishna's glories, and he was remembering Krishna. So the formula, same formula, never forget Krishna, always remember Krishna. So by that, what happened? He got completely freed from material taints. Completely freed. And once you are, so we hear this, that to enter the spiritual world, we have to be first cleansed. We cannot go with the material contamination there. So Narada is giving that instruction also, that if you really want to see the Lord, then you have to follow His footsteps like we discussed last time. And then in the purports, if you see, Srila Prabhupada says that a devotee, even in the material world, when he is there in the material world, he has no attachments for material things. He is already liberated. And when there is no attachment, then there is no problem. So we know that all the problems come because of the attachments. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked Krishna, why is it that I am committing mistake and committing sins? I don't want to, but I think that I am forced to. But, you know, we see that circumstantially we commit so many sins. Like we are walking on the road and we kill so many ants while in the house we kill so many insects. Sometime by mistake, sometime by ignorance, sometime, you know, without knowing. Sometime by knowing, you know, you just chase and kill. So that happens. And then his question, when he asked Krishna, that why is it so? And Krishna gives only one answer. He doesn't say, you know, big thing, because of this, because of that. He just says, it's just because of lust. Lust meaning to enjoy your, you know, so-called enjoyment is lust. You think that by getting that, I will enjoy. By doing that, I will enjoy. So that's lust. Lust doesn't mean only sexual lust, you know, it can be any lust. So, we see that if you are freed from all that, then what is the problem? And he's giving the solution also. Ignoring all the formalities of the material world, such chanting and remembering of the transcendental poses, pastimes of the Lord are benedictory, very, very beneficial. And then of course, Narada is an empowered entity. Now the moment he sees Krishna, he becomes empowered. See, earlier he was only receiving, right? He was only hearing what the sadhus were talking. His contribution was zip, zero. He didn't sit there and say, hey, I want to comment or something. He just met servant's son, so he was at the background. But now he has become Parivarajacharya. You know, Krishna has empowered him, okay. So he says, I traveled. He travels all over the world. And what doing that? Preaching, spreading that name. And most important in this is that he says three things. He was fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. Otherwise, and that's the, you see that, you know, we anybody in the world, his downfall can be because of the same thing, you know, greed, enviousness. Then those six weeds we talk. If you want to progress in spiritual world, if you have to make a spiritual progress, then you have to get rid of those six things. Politics, enviousness, which is very, very difficult. It is more difficult than chanting or, you know, chanting you can just do somehow. You can do mechanically, you can do even with concentration, you can do with feeling, but then to get rid of other things is very, very difficult. Especially the self-glory. That's the toughest. How to get rid of the self-glory, you know. The so-called prestige. Because all of us start thinking like that, you know, I am somebody. If nothing, you know, even a poor devotee starts sometimes feeling that, oh, I am poor, but you know, then he hears somewhere that you are poor but you are rich of spiritual, then he gets that, you know, into his mind that, oh, I am rich now. So humble. And vimado means without being proud. Mado means proud. And vimado means without being proud. And vimatsaraha. Matsaraha means to be envious. And vimatsaraha means non-envious. What is the envy a devotee can have? Oh, he's made so many disciples. I only few. Oh, he's got the best position. His quarter is better than my quarter. You know, he gets 4 inches of mattress. I got only 3 inches mattress. He gets more chance to sing. I don't get, you know, I get only once in a while. Oh, why is he so popular? You know, everybody goes to him. Nobody talks anything about him. They talk all about me always. So these are the envious factors for a devotee. And for a normal man, of course, he's always envious of anything. And that, I'm just repeating this, but it's interesting. There is a normal enviousness and there is a different enviousness. Sometimes it is more attributed to Indian. It's an Indian enviousness. Normal enviousness is, you have something, so I'm envious of you, right? Obviously, I want that, so I'm envious. The other enviousness is, I have something, why you should have it? I got a BMW. You are my neighbor. You also buy a BMW. Then I am envious of you. Why you are having? The same way, you know, like I am doing this. Why should anybody? I have 100 followers. Why you should have also 100 followers? This is enviousness. That is what Narada Muni is saying, that if you really want to achieve the highest, then complete freedom from all material taints, and then atatrapaha, what is the translation? I'm just trying to read the translation. The holy name Namani Anantasya, of the unlimited. Atatrapaha. Okay, hatatrapa means being freed from all formalities of the material world. So what he is saying is formalities of the material world. You know, like there are so many formalities, right? And that's what a devotee does. When a devotee, for example, joins an ashram, like you joined the ashram, so you stop the formalities of the material world, right? What are the formality? Get educated, get a job, get married, suffer. That's the formality you avoided, because you decided that, no, I don't want to get entangled with that. And of course, or sometime, you know, when you are married, then at least marry another devotee so that together you can continue your devotional service. So it's very, very simple actually. If you really look at it, it's very simple at one level, but as I said, the problems come in the other things. Becoming a devotee is easy. Remaining a devotee is difficult. Right? Remaining a devotee is very, very tough. When I was to get my initiation, my uncle, who was a vice chancellor of a university in India, and he is now also preaching to all the scientists and so on, because he is himself a scientist, but a devotee. So he told me, Sunny, you are getting initiation, it's not easy. He says, you consider your life from now onwards as if you are walking on the edge of a sword. Mm-hmm. So you're a little careless, you'll be cut. Mm-hmm. Then I asked him, what will be cut? He says, your devotion. Your devotion, your determination. that will be always injured because people will try to play games, everything. So he says, you become steady. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was never affected, right? So many problems. But because he was depending on Krishna, he went through, you know, like every time he was successful at the end. In the beginning it looked like impossible. You see Bombay temple, you see so many examples we know. But every time, because he was depending on Krishna, he was successful. So it's easy. Just depend on Krishna. That's what Narada did. He did not bother, oh, now I send Krishna, now where do I go from here? Who will give me a job of a teacher? You know, I want like to become a principal of the Gurukula. He didn't do all that. He just simply started wandering and, you know, doing what he is supposed to do. And because of that, what he got comes in the next shloka. You know. That's what he says, that because I did that, I got this. And Prabhupada gives the example of a red hot iron. Red hot iron, you know, when it's in the fire, it becomes fire. At one time, you can't see it anymore. The same way devotee, when he's absorbed, he just becomes godly because you get all the quality of the fire. So you get all the quality of the other devotees, of the Lord. Okay. We should stop here. Let me see if somebody has any question. Hare Krishna, Manisha, you have any question? Okay. So thank you very much. Stop here. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।